on the top of Shlomo's Beis Amud Aleph. Itmar. Rav Papai Mishmei the Rava Omar Rishon Mishaleach. So now that we said that you only send one of the Seirim, HaMishtalchim, if you have to keep bringing another Zug in order to make up for the one that the Dam, the other soil, Sirapnimi, the Dam spilled, so you have to bring another Zug and keep bringing more Seirim Mishtaleach. So if you have three Seirim HaMishtalchim, which one do you send? You only send one of them. So Rav Papai says you send the first one. Rav Shimi Mishmei the Rav Omer Achro Mishaleach. And Rav Shimi says that you send the last one. So Bishlam Rav Shimi Mishmei the Rav the Omer Achro Mishaleach Kesavar Hoel the Gomer Bo Kapar. That's the one that the Kapar was finished with. Because the other ones, only partial Kapar was done because only part of the Dam was brought. But by the last one, all the Dam was brought. So that's why you bring the last, you send away the last Sira Mishtaleach. Ela Rav Papai Mishmei the Rav Maikis Sover, right? Lachor, why does he hold you send the first one? Sover Lach Rav Yossi, the Omer Mitzvah Barisha. He holds like Rav Yossi, who holds in another place that the first one is the one that's the Iker. That's the Meshubach. And that's what you send the first. Versus Hai Rav Yossi. Where do we find that Rav Yossi holds that the first is something special? See Rashi till here. No Rashi. No. Okay. Elaim Rabbi Yossi de Kupos, Rabbi Yossi by Shkolim, Disnan, Rabbi Yossi Omer Shalosh Kupos or Shalosh Shalosh Se'in, Shebehem Terminus Halishka. They put the Shkolim that came from all over into three big Kupos, and then they made Trumas Halishka, or Truma, on each of these Kupos, each one at a separate time, three different times of the year. And they bought the Korbanos Sibur from the ones that they made the Truma. So, Vayakosav Aleim Aleph Beis Gimel. And on these Kupos were written Aleph Beis Gimel. The Tanya Omer Rav Yossi, Loma Kosav Aleim Aleph. Why did you write, why did they have to be marked? Which was first, which was second, which was third? Leida Ezameh Nitrami Rishon, Lahavi Amen Rishon, Shemitzvah Barishon. So you'll know which one the Truma was taken to begin with. So you bring the Karbon of Sibur from that one first, because the Ikr is the first one. So Memela, what's it called? The same thing over here. The Ikr is the first one. The first one that was set aside for Sirus HaMishtaleach, after all of them become Roy, you send the first one. Rashi is Halishka, Sheshlichu Letocha Shkolim, Sheviyu Ba'adar. When they bring the Shkolim in Adar, they throw them all into a big room. Umemalim HaMizgor Mehem Shalosh Kupos. They take them from that room and they fill up three big vats, right, with truma. Liknos mehem korbanos sibur, tzmidim usofim. And each of those vats, you take from that at three different times in the year and buy korbanos sibur. So why were they marked? You should know, you should take from the aleph, from the first kupa first. Shmur says, no, dilma b'idna dischazoi kamaiso lo ischazoi basraisa. Maybe over there you take from the first one because when the first one was ready, you already took the truma from the first one, you didn't take from the other two. So Mela, the first one was ready to be used before the other two were to be used. So then, if the first one is ready to be used before the other ones are, then the mitzvah is the first one. But if they're all ready to be used at the same time, then who said the first one is special? So when it says, Ela, Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. Rabbi Yossi, the following Rabbi Yossi. Disnan hamafrish pischo va'ovad. Person was mafrish a korban pesach and he got lost. The hifrish acher tachtov, and then he was mafrish another one to take its place. The acher kav nimtzo rishon, and you found the first one, and it doesn't make a difference if you found it before chatzos or after chatzos, right? You found it after chatzos, then lechora the first one. Since you couldn't have shechted it because it wasn't around, right, was not roy till the second one was roy. The second one was around, so it was roy. But if you found it before chatzos, they both became roy at the same time. You found the first korban before chatzos. When chatzos came, at the same moment, both of them were roy to bring his korban pesach. And still we say that you bring the first. V'harishneim omdim ezamem shiyirtzi yakriv. Divri chacham. The chacham holds you can bring either one you want as korban pesach, and the other one is moser pesach. Rabbi Yossi omer mitzvah barishon. Mitzvah is to bring the first one that you were mafresh, and the second one is moser pesach. Even though they were both nearer to shet at the same time. Again, this one off. But if the second one was a better korban, was a more echusdik korban, then the maila of the echus of the korban takes precedence over the fact that the other one was first. Rashi, the idne dischazoi kupa kamaisa lahakrim imeno. When the first one was fit to bring korbanos from it, you had already made trumas. Ha-lishka, on that one, truma of the kupa, you didn't make the truma on the other ones. Lois chazoi basrei, so you should order nearest lakrova, mishanisrma. Once you took the truma off, meaning the first amount that originally went to the korban of sibur, then that one became roi to take the rest of it too. Avasir shal zug rishon lo nir lishloach ad shigomru kol matnos hadamim. But the first seir wasn't fit to send till you finished all the matnos hadamim. So when the first one was fit, the last one was also fit at the same time. So where do we see that Rabbi Yossi holds that if the first one was fit at the same time as the last one, that you still have a mitzvah to send the first one? Maybe only the mitzvah to do the first one when the first one became roi before the second or third one became roi. So Mar says from Korban Pesach, we see that Rabbi Yossi holds even if they became roi together, there's still a mail in the first one. The akrakat nimtzor rishon, o kozm chatzos, the arboasor, o akrakatzos. Doesn't make a difference if you found the first one before chatzos or after chatzos. The ko'omer Rabbi Yossi mitzvah rishon. Still, Rabbi Yossi holds in either case that mitzvah is the first one. The afopisha hufresh hasheni kozm chatzos. Even though the second one was mufresh before chatzos, the chimotah chatzos tarvayu irzuki adodi. When chatzos came, right, you found the first one before Chatzos, so when Chatzos came, they both became Roy at the same exact time. Because before Chatzos, they weren't considered Roy, because you can't check Korban Pesach before Chatzos. First one's not fit either, till the Zman Shchitas HaPesach came. So if you found the first one before Chatzos, they both become Roy at the same time. And still, Rabbi Yossi holds, the mitzvah is with the Rishon. Say that from here, if you have a bris, there's two babies. One was born earlier in the day and one later, but they're both bris on the eighth day, the same day. So which bris do you make first? So it's smarter to say you should make the first, the one who was born first, because he was the first one born. But Lamais we see from here not like that, because they both became roy. Even though that would seem to be the case, right, because the Maisa, they both became Roy at the same time, and the mitzvah is the first one, right? So they say that there's a big difference, because over here you're going to make both brisen. Over here you're going to do only one, so Shah is which one to do. But over here you're going to do both brisen anyway. So there's no Inyan Dafka to do the first one first, since they both became Roy at the same time. Ravdimi said we hold that Rabbi Yossi, even though he argues on the Rabbanim, but since the Rabbanim say he could do either one, right, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue on that, and the Chacham don't argue on what Rabbi Yossi says, you could bring the first one according to them, so the Meila do what everybody would hold is okay, which is bring the first one. Okay. Hadron lechotzilo, hadron lechotzilo, hadron lechotzilo. Shnei sir yom kippurim mitzvos. Mitzvosin shiv shneim shavim b'mara uvekoma uvedomim uvelekichosin ke'echad. The two seirim, the one that goes lifnai v'lifnim, and the one that, what's it called, that you send away, the seirah mishtaleach, that you make hagrola on, right, the mitzvah is they should be equal. They should look the same. In other words, should be the same height or whatever. And also the same color. Either both white or both black. And they should be the same height. They should be, what's it called? Shavim means in look, either both fat, skinny, whatever. And the same thing, the height. Uvedomim, they should be worth the same. And also the kichasim kechon, you should buy them at the same time. Right? When you buy them before Yom Kippur, you should buy them at the same time. The Alpha Pisha ain't Shavim Ksherim. However, all these things are only Chatchila, the Mitzvah, the Dievet. If you didn't buy them at the same time, they didn't look exactly the same, they're okay. Therefore, if you bought one today and the other one tomorrow, even though the mitzvah is likichosim ka'achat, if you bought them at different times, b'dievet, it's okay. Meis echad mehem, as I see Rashi, shnei seirim, b'marish neim, levonim, o shchorim, o shechufim. Shechufim is brown. The yomer, what are you getting? Imad shalom, what's the relationship? So meis echad mehem, what if one of them died? Imad shalom higro, you didn't make the hagrola yet. You have them standing there, you didn't make the hagrola, and one of them died. So meis, what's it called? Ad shelo higru meis yikach zug l'sheni. Then bring just one more, right, and put it together with the one that is alive, and no problem. Like you didn't do anything yet with them. So since you don't have to have l'kicha ka'achas, only l'chatchila, you can bring another one and be mezavig it with the first one and make the hagrola. The Misha Higrul Meis, however, if you already made the Hagrala, so one of them now is Lashem and one is Lazazel. So one of them died, it's either Lashem or Lazazel that died. You know which one died. So you can't just bring another one, because then now if you bring the other one, you're making that whatever the other one was. In other words, if the Shel Hashem died, you're making the one Shel Hashem now without a Hagrala. And if the Shel Azazel died, you're making the Shel Azazel without Hagrala. So you can't do that. So if it died after the Hagrala, Yavi Zug Acher, the Hagrala in Betchila. You have to bring a whole other Zug, make a new Hagrala, and one will be for that thing, and the other one will be, we'll see one second, V'yomer, and you should say the following. Imshel Shein Meis. Now, this is not like the regular case of Imshel, because you know which one died. It means if the one that was for Hashem died, then you should say the following. Zesha Olav Hagora Lashem Yiskayim Tachta. The one that now the new Hagrola made Shel Hashem, that takes the place of the one that's dead. Right? And the other one is, what's it called? We'll see in one second. Bim Shel Azazel Meis. And if the one of that died was the Shel Azazel, right, then Zesha Ololov Hagrola Azazel is Kaim Tachta. Then the one that the Hagrola made Shel Azazel takes the place of the first one. Right? So you don't say if this was this or if this was that, because you know which it was. But if, what the Mishnah means to say is, if the one that died was Shel Hashem, when you make the Hagrola, the one that comes out, Shel Hashem, takes its place. And if the one that Shel Azazel died, then when you make the Hagrola, the Shel Azazel takes its place. What Vasheni? What do you do with the second one? Yira Achistoyev. Right? You send it out to pasture till it gets a mum. The Yimkor, then you sell it. The Yiplu Domav Lenadava. Right? Even though it's a chatas, right? Even though Shel Hashem is a chatas, and it's a chatas that's kipru ba'aleh ba'acher, right? Because now it's a, what's it called? Another one is taking, taking its place. She'ein chatas sibur mesa. Because a chatas sibur doesn't have these halachas of mes. So you let it get a mum, and you, what's it called, sell it, and you bring the proceeds for an ola. Rabbi Huda Omer Tamus. Rabbi Huda holds no. He dies. The old Omer Rabbi Huda Nishbech Adam Yomus HaMishtaleach. Rabbi Huda said, if the dam of the Seir that you bring inside spilled out, okay, then the Mishtaleach has to die. You have to make a new Hagrola. You have to make a new one. So the original Seir HaMishtaleach can't be used. It dies. Meis HaMishtaleach, if the Mishtaleach dies, then Yishpach Adam, then you can't use the first Seir, you have to bring another, what's it called, a Zug, so the first one dies. The, what's it called, the Seir that, you're gonna bring the Dam, you pour out the Dam, you can't use that one, and you only use the second pair. Rashi. The Yomer Imshel Shein Meis, Hachim Mefarshinan. This is what it means. Im Shel Shein Meis, if the one that died was the one Shel Shein, Yomar, then he should say, Zesha Allah will take its place, and the second one, we'll see, is a machlokus, what happens to it. Im Shel Azazel Meis, Yomar Zesha Allah. And if the one of Azazel died, he should say that the one that will come out for Azazel will take its place. Vasheni, Im Shel Azazel Meis, the Akshav Yesh Kan Shnayim Lashem, if the one Shel Azazel died, and now you have two Seirim that are fit to go, Lifnai v'Lifnim. You can only bring one of them. So echad shenisha mizug rishon veechad mizug sheni. One left over from the first zug and one from the second zug. You're going to bring the one from the second zug, right? Because the first one's not fit anymore because its bazug of the hagrola was bought. The echad yischaper vasheni yira. One of them you'll be mechaper with, and the second one is a chata shenischapru bo ba'aleha, right? You're mechaper with a different one. So that one you send out to pasture till it gets a mum. The chenim shall shame mace, if the opposite happened, and the shall shame mace. And then you bermagril again, so now you have two seirim hamishtalfim. The harayesh kan shnaim lazozel. Ho echad yishtaleyach v'ashen yira. And like we said, we send the first one according to Rabbi Yossi, and the chachomim hold you could send either one. Uvigmorim v'forish, ezu sheni. Which sheni are we talking about? Im sheni shebezug sheni, right? The second one of the second group. Im sheni shebezug rishon, or the second one of the first group. Right? Which is the sheni over here? Shein chata sibur mesa, right? And the reason that even though you have a chata shenishchapru ba'aleho, which is normally lemisa, it's one of the five chatos that go lemisa. That's only as a yochid. But a chata sibur isn't mesa. When we learn this halacha that chamesh chatos mesos is only by a yochid, the time of furish bahorios, Moran Horis explains why. How do I know that the halacha is only by a yochid, not by a tzibur? Uvitmura, mamotzinu vlad chatos, utmuras chatos, the chatos shemesu ba'aleha, shelo timtzoyim b'tzibur. Right, lechora, three of them can't ever be by a tzibur. Right, a vlad chatos. Right. It can't be by a carbon tzibur because the chatos of a tzibur are all male. You can have a vlad. Chatos tzibur. Tmura's chatos. Tmura, a tzibur can't make a tmura. Only a yochi can make. Even shutfin can't make a tmura. And chatos shemesu ba'aleha, right, can't be b'tzibur either because the what's it called tzibur can't die. All the tzibur can't die. Ain't misa b'tzibur. So therefore, all the other ones also are only b'yochid. Even though chata shekipru ba'aleha could be by the tzibur, like over here, the tzibur got a kapara from the other one, right? Even though it's possible, but since three of them aren't possible, the halacha Moshe Misina was said where all of them can apply in the same case. They can't all apply in the same case of a tzibur. They can all apply in the case of a yachid. So they only apply by a yachid. Right? Lo nemre ela b'yachid. Va'odam Rabbi Yehuda, v'gmar meforish mai osolach lo sofi. What is Rabbi Yehuda adding over here that, what's it called, that it's a chatos shekipro, whatever, that if the nishbachadam, in the end, you're going to have to, the sir lazozel is going to die, and if the sir lazozel died, nishbachadam. He already said that it has a din of chatos nishchapur ba'aleh or ba'acher, and there isn't, what's it called, the halach applies even by tzibur. Yomus mishtaleach, the yovishnayim v'yagru. If the dam was nishpach by the seir hapnimi, so now it's possible. So now the seir mishtaleach is also possible. You need a new hagrola. The yagrola and mitzilus. You bring two more, make a new hagrola, and the first one, what's it called, Rabbi Yehuda holds, has to die. Okay.